It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, it's time for me. Not so comprehensive this morning. Maybe. We'll see. Welcome to The Attack. Black, you, Senator Roboto, out on the West Coast, pushing the buttons, making sure it stays on the air. Not always easy of tasks. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. In today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. The very different ways, devices, and platforms you can get and use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is this. Look, we only got you for a brief period of time. I'm looking out my window right now. I got the doggies dogging and the joggers jogging and the kids shuffling off to work and the parents shuffling off to school. Yeah, I said it. And everybody's attached to a device. They're all looking at phones. They're all plugged into something. There's all headsets all over the place all the time. And guess what? They're listening to something. It better be The Attack. So what you do is you download to various different platforms. And you get you some iHeart. And you get you some TuneIn. And you get you some Stitcher. And you go to /talk. You find us and you listen live. And that's how it goes. If we have a particular interview that pops up, or maybe you missed it, you can click. Go into the archives, and there we are. And you get the Marin Irelands of the world, and you get the Annie Cruises of the world, or somebody that you want to listen to that you happen to miss. Russell Carlton coming up on Friday. So I'm giving you a little heads up right there. All right? So all that stuff is out there for you. And, you know, that's a nice thing. Now, you can also go to our award-winning website, the AVN Award, of course, and check that out as well. Because all the stuff is right there. All the interviews, all the shows, the Hefe, Tittle, Wrestling Observer, me, and anybody else that you're looking for on the network. We got a lot of stuff out here, all right? The most important for us, American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls, you know how I feel about it. They put it on the six. Right now I'm staring at my swag from the Army-Navy game, the football, the helmet, all the good stuff. And it's all because of these kids that were able to celebrate that. Don't forget it, all right? See somebody in a uni, thank them, be on your way. We're on our way to a commercial. We'll come back, set the table right after this.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. MYEVOZ.com.
Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to ComScore total visits.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
That's me. Welcome back to the Attack, Black U. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still read telephone number of the Attack. Lots of stuff to talk about today on this lovely Wednesday. And not the least of which is the NBA. We got, you know, what's happening tomorrow up here in the Northeast where there's still freaking snow on the ground. Baseball. Yeah, baseball. We're going to have some fun. Talk about that a little bit in an hour or two, and I'll give you some previews, some predictions. We'll cover probably the American League today, National League tomorrow, or vice versa, whatever floats into my bizarre little head. And we'll be talking about that. NFL owner meetings are going on, and a lot of harumphing, a lot of scotch, a lot of cigars. A lot of the head coaches are down there, been listening to me. Some NFL.com network, and rightfully so, because you know, when you look at what's doing as far as what's available to you as far as the upcoming season goes, rule changes, things along those lines. Well, you know, it's when you look at what happens in the league each year, and people, they always look at free agency and they always look at draft and they always look at various different things that happen other than owners meetings. And the owners meetings are important. And I think that's where we'll start. When they change the rules, it amplifies what is going to happen in the league for the upcoming year. They do it each and every year. They tweak the rules each and every year. And it impacts the game in a way that most people don't recognize. They don't pay attention to it very much because of the fact that there's no big names involved. There's nothing out in the public, as it were. These things, they go from a suggestion to a committee to a full vote, and then it comes out and the public goes, oh yeah, okay, and they shrug it off. But you think about what has happened over the last couple of years with the catch, no catch thing going on. And teams that got screwed. I mean, Dallas not making the playoffs a couple of years ago because of the Dez non-catch. Jesse James with Pittsburgh. You know, it. These rules and the way they tweak them, they hurt or help various different teams. And they are trying to, under the auspices of Al Riverin, who's going to have to make the ultimate decision in New York each and every Sunday, Saturday, Monday, Thursday, whenever the game is being played. They tried to simplify it, and the way they put it on the NFL Network, which I think was pretty good, is that the three guys sitting in the bar can all agree whether or not it was a catch or not. So they've trimmed it. And it passed unanimously, 32-0. The competition committee's recommendation, they have simplified it. Here are the new rules defining a catch. Control of the ball. 2 feet down, or another body part. A football move, such as a third step, reaching or extending for the line to gain, or the ability to perform such an act. What they did was eliminate the going to the ground element of the rule. Okay? Like I said, Dez Bryant against Green Bay in the playoffs could have moved on. Didn't happen. Home field, Jesse James reverse TD against the Patriots would have been considered a catch. Now, one thing that they tabled was the Josh McDaniels rule. And for those of you who don't remember, and just a last thought on the catch rule, Riverin is going to be the ultimate final decision in New York. So we have to hope that he has his head on straight when it comes to this. And we'll see. Hopefully it will be a lot cleaner than what it was. I mean, I never fault these officials, because this is bang bang stuff. These players move so quickly. The decisions have to be made quickly. But what happened was, with replay, even in New York, the rules were so convoluted that they really had no idea of whether or not it was a catch. It wasn't a catch. Some weeks it would be a catch. Some weeks it wouldn't be a catch. Was he reaching? Was he in control? Were both feet down? It was a joke. So now, hopefully, this will be clear, concise, and you won't have fans screaming that they got hosed. The Josh McDaniel rule, this goes back to Josh opting out of the Indianapolis coaching job. So we're going to have another year of it. And yeah, I have a problem with this and the fact that they didn't act on it because of the fact that, all right, Josh McDaniels coaches on New England right now, okay? And that's fine. He'd been in negotiations with Irsay in Indianapolis to take the job. All accounts were he was going to take the job after New England was eliminated from the playoffs. Turned out they were eliminated in the Super Bowl. All well and good. But for all the agreement that they had in place, nothing could be put pen to paper because of the fact New England was still involved in the playoffs. So when it came down to it, it gave Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick more time to work on Josh McDaniels and convince him that he was somehow either the successor to Bill Belichick, or they sweetened the pot where he was going to succeed and be more involved in the day-to-day operations of the Patriots. And, of course, they sweetened the pot as far as him getting more money out of the Patriots. Not comparable to what he was going to get as a head coach, but not too far away from it either. And he made the decision to pull out of the agreement with the Colts. He sticks with New England, and Frank Reich gets the opportunity to get the job in Indianapolis, which we'll see how it plays out. Nobody knows whether or not Frank Reich's going to be a good head football coach or not. All indications are that he is. He's waited around for a long time to get it. And most of the people that you talk to think that it should have happened before this. But with that being said, Reich is in Indianapolis and Josh McDaniels is in New England. Had they altered the rule, Josh McDaniels probably today would be the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, because he would have been forced to commit one way or the other. And maybe it would have ended up being a bad thing for Indianapolis because obviously his heart wasn't in it. But he also wouldn't have had the ability to hang the Colts out to dry. And, you know, there's a certain legitimacy to that. Now, the whole argument has always been, well, then they're not fully invested in the operation of the team still active in the playoffs. They're more tied into the team that they're going to take over. No, they're not. Because there's nothing really going on in between the playoffs. There's no free agency period going on. There's a little bit of scouting with the college, but they're fine. Let your scouts handle that. You know, they overblow this like they're splitting the atom when it comes to running a football team. They're not. There's stuff involved, but that doesn't mean that you can't pay full attention to the team that you're involved with until they're eliminated from the playoffs. And what are you going to not want them to win? That's even more idiotic. Let's head for the exit ramp right here. When we come back, we're going to explore this even more because for some reason they didn't approve it. I'm black, you're not. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
You're back with the Attack. Black, you, Robert, out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's Toby, telephone number of the Attack. And the NFL Rules Committee, they usually get it pretty right, but sometimes they don't. And this is one of the times they didn't. There's just no reason to keep these coaches from signing with the teams that they want to sign with. I mean, it's ridiculous. And I don't know why they don't go in this direction and why they don't just let these guys go get their jobs. Now, like I said, I don't know how it would have played out with Indianapolis as far as whether or not McDaniels would have signed, because he told them, we have an agreement in place, but and was told they have agreement in place, but I'm going to talk it over with my family in the upcoming weeks because I can't sign with you till we're done. Now, we are going to think it over, but I'm your head football coach. Well, turns out, as more time, and I told you the reasons why, not so much. So the Colts look like idiots. They fortunately had a fallback plan, and they didn't waste any time. They went right to Frank Reich. And that's fine. But, you know, what if they got choice number five? The other guys had been signed up. What if they weren't comfortable with Frank Reich leading this organization going forward? I mean, it's ridiculous. And again, it's not going to take away from the preparation of the football team. This is where, and the owners sit there and they, when they discuss this stuff, I can almost hear the conversation. Well, he's not fully committed. Well, of course he is. What better thing on your resume going into a new job? And what better thing to be able to offer in the locker room when you walk through the door the first time and you start talking to your players than a Super Bowl win on your resume? I mean, for McDaniels and Patricia and the guys who auditioned, it didn't play out that way. They didn't get their Super Bowl win. For Frank Reich, it did. So his first conversation with his players when they were allowed to start talking football, which that's a discussion for a different day, and they go in is, wow, when you get the ring, let me see it. And he has Super Bowl gravitas on his resume now walking through the door. Well, so what's wrong with that? Somehow the owners think that the assistants aren't going to be committed to get the team to the Super Bowl and get a Super Bowl victory, which to me is just idiotic. I mean, it is. It's idiotic. So they refuse to do that for some inexplicable reason. The Jets had a proposal out there to make defensive pass interference a 15-yard penalty like in college rather than a spot foul. They withdrew that. It's going to get another look at. I think it has to be tweaked. I don't think it could be one thing or the other. I think it has to be something via time-wise. And what I mean by that is this. If somebody's just getting beat down the field and it's clear that they're going to grab the ball, probably run in for a touchdown, but they get hauled down from behind or something like that, you can't make that a 15-yard penalty. It's not fair to the offense. And considering everything is geared towards offense, I can't believe I'm saying this. You would have to have it be a spot foul. You would. It just wouldn't be fair. If a guy is 25, 30 yards downfield and the DB is getting toasted and you're in the last 2 minutes of a game where your team is behind and you're trying to, you know, 15 yards is a spittoon. And I guess that's part of why they tabled it. There had to be argument back and forth as to the fairness to a particular team or Is it fair to the offense? Is it fair to the defense? What I mean, it's when you have a 50-yard penalty downfield, that's pretty difficult. And I get that. But you also have to look at it from the perspective that, you know, quarterbacks, particularly on the NFL level, they're paid to make those kind of plays. You want a quarterback to be able to put a team on their shoulders in the last 2 minutes of a football game, drive the team down the field, and get that winning touchdown. And if they see a weakness in the secondary and they exploit it and Odell Beckham Jr. or Sammy Watkins or whoever it is dashes down the field and gets wide open, well, that's the mark of a creative offensive mind with the play calling. A quarterback can get it done. And a wide receiver can get down the field and get behind the defensive back. So to give them the opportunity to mug them and only get 15 yards out of it, that isn't particularly fair. So, I don't know. I understand why they tabled it. Now, another rule that they threw out there, and I like this one a lot, is there's a designated member of the officiating department to instruct on-game officials to disqualify a player for flagrant non-football act when a foul for that act is called on the field. So in other words, you got a personal foul, and you saw the two fights last year, one Gronkowski spearing, they used to call it spearing, diving head first onto the defensive player to hurt him. He got a penalty, but he didn't get thrown out. And what was the other one? Oh, Tampa Bay with Evans. And that almost turned into a schoolyard brawl. And that was another one. He should have been tossed. There's going to be a guy in the booth that when those things happen, because, you know, when fights happen, the officials, they're in there, they're 5'6", 5'10", 5'11", trying to deal with guys who are 6'5", 300 pounds in unis beating on each other. And that ain't easy. So they're trying to do that. And meanwhile, behind them, somebody's taking their helmet off and beating the hell out of somebody with it. So that's going to get called from New York when those things happen. And that's a good thing. And the players need to be aware of that, because that's going to change up the actions on the field, or in theory, it should. And I like it. Now, competition committee also, which this is smart, and this is economics here, is they've liberalized the rules that if you're want to do a physical for a draft-eligible player, this guy's you're interested in, your scouting department has all the 411, your general manager has all the 411 on knees and elbows and ankles and shoulders and any other body part that comes into play, where if you're looking at a guy in college and he has a couple of injuries, you want to bring him in, you can bring him in. It's usually at a designated facility. It used to be, I believe, within 50 miles of the headquarters of your team, but they've opened it up where you can go to a designated facility and check them out. So if you want to get a little bit of a jump on, I mean, say you're the Indianapolis Colts and you want to get a jump on Ohio State's somebody or Michigan somebody or whatever, you can get them into a facility relatively close to where you're at, have your doctors go and check out their knees and elbows and shoulders and heads and everything else that's there. And that's a good thing. You know, it's you're supposed to be doing this. It's like anything else. If you're a team or business or anything else, you're supposed to be making the effort to make things easier, not tougher on teams. So, that's a good one. They're also doing replacing the 10-day postseason claiming period, claiming somebody off another team, to a 24-hour period. It's, you know, why do you got to wait 10 days? And the other thing is they're now permitting teams to trade a player from injured reserve. So if somebody's out there and you got that prohibitive contract or whatever the circumstances are, they're on IR because of an injury, you know they're going to come back and they're going to be fine. But you want to move them in another trade rather than not being able to do it because the guy's on IR, you can trade him right off the IR. Common sense stuff here. Common sense stuff. They did a pretty good job this year. So that'll be that's going to make things a little more fluid for the teams, which makes it good for the league. When we come back, we're going to explore the NFL other headlines. We'll get out of the rules land and talk a little bit of football, actual football here in the attack. Don't go anywhere.
Don't miss Macy's Men's Designer Suit Event with 70 to 85% off best-selling wardrobe essentials like Tommy Hilfiger wool suiting just $119.99. Find the designer names and styles you want in suits, sport coats, and dress pants, $29.99 to $149.99. And complete your look with dress shirts and ties just $19.99. Upgrade your style at Macy's Men's Designer Suit Event in-store and at Macy's.com. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Well, there you go. Back with the attack. Black, you, Robert, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And, yep. National Football League, getting it right in most instances, which I don't get to say very often. I mean, I got to be honest, man. They managed to F it up more than anybody. That I know. But in this particular instance, they actually kind of got it right with the Rules Committee this year. Again, you know, there's a couple things they can play with, and that's all well and good. But other stuff, this one I found a little bit interesting, because if you're going to have anybody in the National Football League welcome Johnny Manziel back into the National Football League, why not the New England Patriots? Because Bill Belichick can do anything he wants. Now, there were a couple of teams that spoke with Johnny Football. And when he was out in San Diego, it surprised. He also just participated in Texas A&M's Pro Day for the wide receiver, Kirk, who's going to go second round, third round, probably second. A lot of people came out, and it wasn't just for the wide receiver. They wanted to see whether this guy could still throw. You know, and I've heard stuff which is, it's amazing what revisionist history is. All of a sudden, it's, oh, well, he really didn't have enough of an arm. I heard one of the guys on the NFL Network talk about, well, you know, he had passes batted down at the line of scrimmage. Well, he was thrown in on a lousy Cleveland Brown team, and he wasn't ready, and he hit his head up his chute. The guy can play football. Ask Kevin Sumlin, because Kevin Sumlin lost his job because he was never able to find another Johnny Manziel. Yeah, I know it's the college level. I'm not saying the guy's going to, you know, be the second coming of Johnny Unitas, but he can play football. I thought Cleveland had their quarterback when they got him. Yes, you know, I've been wrong about quarterbacks before and will be again. But, you know, I got to be honest about it. If you have a situation where you bring him in, because right now you got Brian Hoyer sitting behind 40-year-old Tom Brady. If you bring him in and teach him the New England way, the guy's married now. He's sober. Why not? Right? If there's something, why not? You bring him in, see what happens. If God forbid Tom Brady gets hurt, but if he does, Hoyer ain't your answer. That's for sure. So, there's a bunch of people who do what I do for a living. And some of them who are ex-NFL people who now do what I do for a living, who hate Johnny Manziel the same way they hated Tim Tebow. Not for the same reasons, but they just don't want him in the league and they don't want him to succeed because they feel like he screwed a franchise. He did. He did. Personal demons, couldn't figure it out. He was young. He was stupid. He had a bunch of money in his pocket. He had a bunch of money in his pocket growing up, which was part of the problem. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. I mean, this was exactly what happened with Johnny Manziel, and he got caught up in it, and he ain't the first, and he ain't going to be the last. But these judgmental SOBs that sit in the chairs that I sit in have decided they're going to decide what this kid's future is going to be. And by the way, if he does sign with somebody, and I don't care who the football team is, they're going to beat the hell out of that team for signing him. Oh, you're stupid. You're allowing this. You're enabling him. You're doing this. You're doing that. Who knows? Kid may wash out. Kid may not have any talent left. Kid may not have been that talented to start out with. I happen to think he is. But you won't know till you get him in camp, and the real football people are able to find out as to whether or not he can play the game on the NFL level. Or he should go to Canada. No, you should go to Canada. You know, I mean, it's the equivalent of... There's a guy here locally in New York named Sid Rosenberg. He's not my cup of tea, but a lot of people like him. Okay, he's very New York. He's very Brooklyn. He's very kind of guy, right? And Imus, who's retiring tomorrow, by the way. God bless him. He's the guy that got me into radio. He was working as the sports guy for Imus. And he used to go to do these mixed martial arts and wrestling events and MC them. You know, it's a nice chunk of change. Get you out of town for a couple of days. Go do what you got to do. And they found him, you know, sitting on a hotel room ledge in Cleveland, all coked out of his mind. He went into rehab. They gave him the midday show at WFAN. Was it the midday show or the afternoon? I forget. They gave him something at WFAN. And he got all coked out again. His wife, amazingly enough, stood by him, as far as I know. But, man, I would listen to people talk, you know, how can you give this guy another chance? You know, he's got to work his way back up the food chain. Go to Nebraska. Go to hell. Who are you to judge on this guy? He's an adult. He's screwed up. Screwed up his marriage or didn't screw up his marriage, whatever it is. Certainly screwed up his career. But people like the guy, and they listen to the guy. And now he's doing fine. He's evidently figured it out, and he's back in a New York market, and he's on with Bernard McGurk. Well, guess what? It's the same thing in football. Who are you to say that Johnny Manziel has to go through Canada in order to find his way back to New England? It's idiotic. He didn't kill anybody. See Leonard Little, who managed to play in the NFL, you know, after he run over somebody. He did drugs and he partied and he spent all his money and he paid the price. It cost him everything. And now he's trying to find his way back. He's 25 years old. See, this is the question. And I always throw this out there with these pontificating a-holes who think that they're the judge of what everybody should be doing. What the hell were you doing at 25? You want to talk about the secrets in your closet that you were doing at 25 years old? Were you walking the straight and narrow? Did you get behind the wheel of a car a few times when you shouldn't have? Did you wake up with two people in your bed next to you instead of one? A little nose candy every now and then? A little weed? What life were you leading at 25? And don't forget, he was doing this really at 20 and 21. But he's 25 years old now, and he's got the opportunity, maybe, to get back into football. I'm no Johnny Manziel apologist. Like I said, I thought he could have done fine coming into the league, but he screwed it up. And if he never succeeds again in the National Football League, it will be of his own doing. Nobody else's. The same thing that happened to Ray Rice. Now, do I think Ray Rice got screwed? Yeah, I do. Am I justifying violence against women? No, I'm not. But the only reason why Ray Rice is not working in football and will never work in football again is because of a videotape, as opposed to just a description of how he hit his woman. And oh, by the way, they're married and they're still together now. He never got another opportunity and never will. Trevon Boykin just lost his job because of the same thing. You know, but the whole aspect of Ray Rice getting arrested at the time, and you know, by the way, charges were never went into a courtroom. You know, it's astounding well, we are, you know, he did a bad thing, but now that we saw it on videotape, it's a really bad thing. No, it was a really bad thing to start out with. Because of the fact it was on tape, he never got a job again. And he never will. What are you going to do, crucify this kid? You're never going to work again because you were stupid when you were 22? Boy, if that's the qualification for work, there's a whole bunch of people who should be out of work, yours truly included. So, you know, don't go down that road with this kid. Who are you to decide what path he has to take in order to get himself back into the National Football League? And if Bill Belichick decides that he wants Johnny Manziel on his roster as a backup quarterback, and maybe the future quarterback of the New England Patriots, depending upon Tom Brady's longevity in the sport, well, then that's Bill Belichick's decision. That's not Bill Polian's decision. And yeah, I just named him. So you want to have that discussion? I'm fine to have that discussion. Dial me up, 1-800-878-PLAY or at Bob Black 71, if Twitter is more your thing. Because we'll go down that road. And you don't want to be on the opposite end of what I'm saying. Because I swear I'll nail you to the road. I'll nail you to the floor. We'll talk about everything that you were doing when you were in college. Like getting high, like getting laid. We'll chat about it. You know, it's the same idiots that are judging Josh Rosen because he was sitting in a hot tub with a good-looking girl on the campus of UCLA. Let's see. A California hottie, me with the ability to have a hot tub. Oh, and oh, by the way, I'm the quarterback of the college football team, the UCLA Bruins. So I'm in a hot tub with a girl that has interest in me. Boy, that's a bad thing. What, are you kidding me? You kidding me? And you're going to judge his ability to quarterback a National Football League team because you have questions about his character? I'd be more worried if he didn't do that. No, no, no. I have to study my playbook tonight. No, no, no. Don't take your top off. Don't get in the hot tub. Please. Please. I've got to study my playbook. Are you out of your mind? You can't fix stupid. You really can't. Ron White's a brilliant man. We're brilliantly going to go to a commercial right here because we have bills to pay. That's the way it is. Get over it. I'm black or not. Don't go anywhere.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You are back with the Attack, wrapping it up here for this hour. And again, we'll see. You know, I got this issue with these self-appointed, just pompous people. Now, somebody who doesn't go in that direction is Dave Gettleman. And I'm a Giant fan. I don't know if the Giants are going to succeed. There's a reason why they sucked last year, and it was a combination of coaching and Jerry Reese and the talent on this team. Well, Dave Gettleman ain't messing around. They're committed to Eli for the next 2 years, and he's going to be the quarterback, regardless of what they do in the draft. They have the earlier minicamp. Davis Webb is going to be on display. They want to see what they have with him. That happens literally the week of the draft. So it's going to go a long way in making their decision on a quarterback is whether or not Davis Webb can play some football. And they're going to find out a limited sample. But one issue they have is the ongoing soap opera with Odell Beckham Jr. Guy's best receiver in football when he's on the field. He just is. He makes catches nobody else can make. All right? And I know, yeah, New York bias. This guy's better. That guy's better. No, he's not. They're not. He changes everything when he's on the field. He's a defensive coordinator's nightmare. And Gettleman, and you guys remember from Carolina, and it was something about, you know, where Jerry Richardson, before he got into the process of selling the team, was involved with the fact that they weren't signing the guys who got them to the Super Bowl because Gettleman had recognized that they were past their prime and he wasn't going to be hamstrung with huge contracts. He's a drop-the-hammer kind of guy. Now, there was speculation that they're trading Beckham. They don't want to trade him. You don't quit on talent. And that's what he said. I think ultimately they're going to get resolved. But in the short term, let's see how it plays out. Beckham Jr. needs to grow up a little bit, too. That's it for this hour. Hope you enjoyed it. We're going to come back with more fun and frivolity right after this brief timeout in the news at the top. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
China's government confirms it. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un was in Beijing this week meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. That's the sound of the Chinese president greeting Kim on his arrival. It's the first known trip for Kim outside of North Korea since taking over power in 2011. The Chinese media reports during his meeting with the Chinese president, Kim expressed his willingness to hold talks with the United States and his commitment to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula in Sacramento. Angry protesters turn out to a city council meeting where they chant Stephon Clark, the name of the unarmed black man shot 20 times by police earlier this month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. But tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. So, if drugs and alcohol are a problem in your life or the life of someone you care about, then isn't it time to make a change? The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed has successfully treated and helped over 50,000 people get their lives back. So if you're ready to make your change and be free from addiction to alcohol and drugs, then it is time for you to make a change. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple text on your mobile phone. Text the word RECOVER to 474747. That's the word RECOVER to 474747. And a caring Watershed treatment professional will help you make your change. Do it now. Just text the word RECOVER to 474747 or visit us at thewatershed.com.
Former child star Corey Feldman tweeting photographs of himself in a hospital bed this morning, saying last night he was attacked by three men, and he says it's because people want him to keep quiet about sexual abuse in Hollywood, something that he says he experienced firsthand as a child. Feldman writing that he was attacked while in his car last night. He says some men distracted his security team, three other men then attacked him, stabbing him, and he says the Los Angeles Police Department's now investigating. An abandoned 9-ton Chinese space station still expected to come crashing back to Earth soon, but Rachel Feltman of Popular Science says even the experts still can't say exactly when and where it will fall.
They are ever so slightly whittling down the window. There's only so much they can do until it's like imminently falling.
For now, experts can say only that it should re-enter the atmosphere sometime between now and this upcoming Monday, though they can't say where it might land. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot.
Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg will testify before Congress after the Cambridge Analytica data breach. Sources tell CNN that Zuckerberg is accepting the fact that he'll have to testify and that his company is working on a strategy for him. The FTC is investigating Facebook, saying it takes very seriously the recent media reports, raising substantial concerns about the privacy practices of Facebook, the company dealing with a growing controversy over a massive data mining operation by Cambridge Analytica in the 2016 presidential campaign. The loss at a Cleveland area fertility clinic is worse than originally believed. Reports now say that University Hospital Fertility Center officials say about 4,000 eggs and embryos were damaged this month, twice the number first reported. The center blames human errors, saying an alarm on a tank that should have warned workers about temperature change had been turned off. And the NFL now expanding its rules for helmet-to-helmet contact in games. League owners passing a measure yesterday at their NFL meetings in Orlando. Players who lower their head to initiate contact with the crown of their helmet on any play will be flagged 15 yards, also subject to possible ejection. Teams also approving the simplified catch rule, which eliminates the going-to-the-ground provision. And remember, we're online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, that's me. You're back with the Attack Black U. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. So your telephone number of the Attack. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about in an hour or two. We'll set the table for you right after this brief respite. And this is all good. Oh, my God, Michael Bolton. Wow. Look, it's plenty going on in the world of sports. And even up here in the frigid Northeast, it's freaking amazing. It's cold, man. We got baseball coming tomorrow. Really looking forward to it. Really looking forward to it. And when you look at the season upcoming, there's some good stuff about to happen. For some teams, there is some bad stuff about to happen for other teams. Some teams are out of it already. We're going to find out. Should be an interesting season. There's already some serious injuries. Like I said, we'll get into this during the rest of the show, but I like the chances of the local teams here in New York. There's some other teams that are getting ready to surprise. Houston, of course, is going to be a storyline. We'll be finding out. I love me some baseball. If you listen on the American Forces Radio Network, gives you a little bit of a taste of home. These kids, it's about them. Believe me, it's about them. 40 degrees here in New York. We will see what happens. Thursday, it's supposed to go all the way up to 51. So they'll be able to play. At least it's a day game. And on Friday, it's supposed to rain, which is usually what happens. They get the first one in, they lose the second one. Let's lose ourselves to the exit ramp right here. We'll be back right after this short timeout.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine.
but Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to Comscore total visits.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Black, you. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And NBA, before we get to baseball, we're going to be breaking it down and having some fun. Fun. And NBA is in a home stretch. There's a few games left. I'm looking forward to the playoffs. I think there's going to be some real upsets. And I also think, and it's becoming more and more apparent, that unless something really, really, really good happens with Golden State, they may not make it out of the first round. Yeah, I said it. May not happen. Not saying it's going to yet, because I got to see who the matchup is. But it might not happen. There's a lot of stuff going on in the NBA. Kevin Love's hurt again. He got shot in the mouth. I don't mean literally shot in the mouth. He got a shot in the mouth. The protests going on in Sacramento shut down the Kings game again. Just a few thousand people were able to get in. You know, I don't know what happened in that backyard other than the kid dying. I don't know that the cops were right, the cops were wrong. It's a difficult job, as we all know. Maybe they legitimately mistook the cell phone for a gun. Maybe they were just doing their jobs badly. But they're shutting down things in Sacramento. And for the second time in a week, protesters managed to shut down the Golden One Center. Now, it's okay to protest. And they were at City Hall and they shut down a city council meeting. I have no issue with that. But if I did buy a ticket to go see a basketball game, I do have an issue with you keeping me from getting in to see it. That's not your right to keep me from doing what I want to do. So we'll see. We'll see if it happens again. But now last night, Miami, which is playing some darn good basketball, took care of Cleveland 98-79, as I said. Kevin Love took a shot to the chops. Front tooth. Boy, that's ugly. He ain't no good-looking guy anyway. But they're monitoring him for a concussion, but basically the Jordan Mickey caught him in the mouth with an elbow. Happens. It's a rough game. Tooth's loose, not displaced. They're going to have to decide whether or not they want to pull it and put it in an artificial or whatever the circumstances were. Put a cast on it. Yeah. Man, Kevin's had a rough year. He really has. Now, you know, I'm watching the Sixers play, and the Sixers, we'll get into Markelle Fultz here in a minute, have the easiest schedule in the NBA, you know, by percentages, going down a stretch of anybody in the league. Now, understand something here. The Cleveland lead over the Philadelphia 76ers for the three-hole is a half a game. Cleveland would face Indiana if they fell another slot. Well, it's a half game actually over both teams. But one more loss in the loss column for Indiana. So we'll see. Detroit and Charlotte aren't going to make it. Playoffs are really set in the East. Toronto through Milwaukee. Milwaukee's 15.5 back from the one hole. Miami's 15. Again, it would have to be ultimate collapse in order for both of those teams not to make it. Not going to happen. And I talked about Miami and what they did last night against Cleveland. If you're Boston, I'm not real happy about this matchup. Because you're going to face either them or Milwaukee. Milwaukee, with Giannis, you know, I think you might have an easier, I don't know. I'll have to evaluate it at the time. But Miami's playing darn good basketball right now. And they're a rough matchup for Boston because they have Hassan Whiteside in the middle, and that's something that Boston can't counter. And they have pretty athletic guys as well matching up against Boston's athletic guys. Gordon Hayward ain't coming back, okay? So relax your ass. And Kyrie's out with a knee injury. So, you know, it's not a great matchup. Now, if Philadelphia goes to the three-hole, they get the Wizards. And that's going to be interesting because John Wall's ready to come back. You know, there are good storylines here. Wizards beat San Antonio at home last night, and Aldridge went out with a knee injury. I mean, they're going to make the playoffs, but not bueno. And this team, with Bradley Beal, basically handling the offense, has done a really good job and righted the ship since John Wall went out because, you know, they weren't winning. They were not winning. And the Spurs, boy, I mean, you know, how do you count Greg Popovich out? But in reality, especially if Aldridge gets hurt, because Kawhi ain't coming back. And if Aldridge is, yeah, and Manu said it best. He said, if LaMarcus gets a cold or a cough, we're in deep trouble. Now this is a knee injury, and we'll see. Scary thing about this, if you look at it from the San Antonio perspective, is Aldridge had 13 points at the time, and he still ended up being the leading scorer for San Antonio when he didn't play the second half. You talk about offensively limited? Hey. That doesn't even begin to describe it. And As I said, the Heat beat the Cavaliers. Now, Cleveland, I mean, I can't. You know, Rodney Hood had 15. Clarkson had 11. Larry Nance Jr. is back in the lineup, but they're trying to be easy with him with the injury. It's just they've got to get healthy so they can go 8 deep. You can't have Holland and Zizek coming off your bench in order to have them contribute. And you can't have Jose Calderon as your starting point guard. I mean, not playing all year has helped his legs, but, you know, he's still Jose Calderon. Come on. And the Heat, they're complete balance. Complete balance. They got 19 out of Olenek. Winslow came off the bench for 7. Dragic, Johnson, they're a team, a balanced team. It's the Miami way. It's our way to the highway. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
You're back with The Attack. I'm Black. You're not. phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And talking NBA here, as we get closer and closer and closer and closer to the playoffs, some teams are tanking, some aren't. And I'm telling you, and again, I know how it played yesterday because of the fact that Golden State didn't have really anybody in a lineup, but they lost 92-81 at home to Indianapolis, scored 11 points in the fourth quarter, and their lineup, their starting lineup, was Pachulia, Bell, Cook, Nick Young, and McCaw. Well, okay. You're not going to win basketball games with that lineup. I mean, that's a bench lineup. That's a G League lineup. With all due respect, Kerr kept David West coming off the bench. He did not start Iguodala. He kept him coming off the bench. Not bueno. Now, they may be able to fight it out with Draymond coming back, if he comes back, and Kevin Durant said he's going to play tomorrow. Now, we'll see. But I got to be honest about it. I mean, Steph's going to miss the first round, at least. Klay Thompson's thumb is still broken, and it's on his shooting hand. Let's see what happens. Even if he comes back with it fully healed, whether or not the shot is there when he first comes back. I mean, it's going to be very difficult to see Golden State going deep in these playoffs. And the Pacers, by the way, and again, he'll get some votes, but he's not going to get it. But Victor Oladipo has been as valuable to anyone on any team in this league. And he dropped 24 last night. He has figured out his game, and he is a star in this league. He is 25 years old, and he's going to remain a star in this league for the foreseeable future. 23 points a game, 5.5 rebounds, and 4.5 assists. He's the guy. I mean, boy, considering that he and Sabonis were considered a bag of balls when they made the trade with Indiana for Paul George, Indiana looking pretty smart right now. It's a good lineup. It's a real good lineup. They're going to do well going forward. I don't know how well they'll do in the playoffs. We'll see. But they're going to do well going forward. And they got a core of a real good team for a long time to come. Clippers beat the Bucks 105-98. If they're dumb enough to can Doc Rivers after this season, boy, I hope the Knicks jump in there. No joke. They're a game and a half out of the eight hole. T-Wolves have dropped two in a row. Without Jimmy Butler, it ain't happening for him. This team doesn't know how to win. A lot of egos on that team, man. A lot of egos. They can't get out of their own way when he's not around. They lost to the Grizzlies 101-93. How the hell did you do that? Taj Gibson put a jolt in him by starting and playing defense and everything else, but now they're back to Jeff, I'm no leader, Teague. Andrew, I'm no leader, Wiggins. And Carl Anthony, I'm no leader, Towns. I mean, it's amazing. For all that talent on that basketball team, they can't get out of their own way. It's scary. they may not make the playoffs. Now, I mean, I understand Clipper management is sitting there hoping that they don't make the playoffs, but, you know, how can you tell this team not to compete? And they're competing and they're winning. Doc's done a hell of a job. They're 6 games over .500. How are you going to justify blowing this guy out the door at the end of the year? And I'm telling you, the Knicks are sitting there with a big fat pen and a big fat check. Even Dolan couldn't screw that one up if he goes out in the market. People are beating the drum for Mark Jackson, but as much as I like the fact that Mark Jackson helped structure what's going on in Golden State right now, you give me Doc Rivers. And that's the thing. I mean, you know, you look at Golden State would be facing Utah right now. Utah hurts people. Utah is the best defensive team in the NBA. Not by points, but they are. Rudy Gobert alters everything. Everything. They're 8-2 in their last 10. They may blow past San Antonio. That's a real distinct possibility. And then they get Portland, who's nicked up. That'd be a hell of a good matchup. But as it stands right now, I mean, you know, let's be honest about it. Minnesota would be playing Houston as it stands right now. They'd get blown out in 4 games. They wouldn't win a game. And you got to wonder about Tibbs' future at this point. Because when Jimmy Butler's not on the court, they're not listening to him. They're not buying in for some reason. I'm not saying the team doesn't care about winning, because that's a bad indictment. But Towns, who's one of the most talented big men in the league, Wiggins, who, you know, for whatever reason, doesn't bring it every night, and Jeff Teague, who I've never liked, is running that basketball team. Jeff Teague needs to be running this basketball team. He needs to be leading this basketball team. Statistically, it's there for him. But he needs to be leading this team and showing them how to win. And it's not happening. He doesn't have to be a scorer on this team. And he's averaging 14 points. He's got 7 assists per game, so he's upped his assist level. He's upped his scoring level, but they're not buying in. They're not playing team basketball. Only when Butler was there were they doing it. It took them a long while to get there with him on there. And I understood it, and I was saying to myself, all right, look, these guys, I get the fact that it takes a while for a team to gel. How the hell do you lose to the Grizzlies going down the stretch when you have a playoff berth on the line? You just can't lose that game. Losing in Philadelphia? Yeah, okay. I get that. They beat the Knicks, but barely. They got smoked by the Spurs. You know, these are games you can't lose. And when they're going up against quality basketball teams, with a couple of exceptions, but for the most part, they beat the Warriors 109-103, but then they turn around and they lose to the Celtics, lose to the Jazz, and lose to the Trailblazers. I mean, I come on. Strange, strange, strange team. I look at the talent level on these basketball teams, and you know, you look and you say, how the hell do they lose games? Especially key games. I mean, Memphis is so bad. They're in Tank City. And they lost. And like I said, out west, it's still up in the air. You got the Clippers within 2.5 games of 4 teams. New Orleans through Minnesota, 5 through 8. They can get them. Denver, I think that extra half game is going to cost them. But they're in range, too. Especially if the two teams sitting in the 8-hole. But, I mean, you know, you look at it. Minnesota's 19 games back. Utah's 18.5. San Antonio, New Orleans, 18. Any one of those four teams can be had. We'll see. We'll see. We're going to tap out right here. Baseball on the other side when we come back.
Don't miss Macy's Men's Designer Suit Event. With 70 to 85% off best-selling wardrobe essentials, like Tommy Hilfiger wool suiting, just $119.99. Find the designer names and styles you want in suits, sport coats, and dress pants. $29.99 to $149.99. And complete your look with dress shirts and ties, just $19.99. Upgrade your style at Macy's Men's Designer Suit Event, in-store and at Macy's.com. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
I must have got lost. Yeah, you go. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Baseball, 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 baseball. Yeah. It's coming around the corner. There's some news. Ohtani's first start as a pitcher is going to be Sunday versus the A's. Socia said he's probably going to get in as designated hitter before then. Vlad Jr. played in Montreal, got a standing O. And beer foam art. There's a computer program that they can put into taps that will draw pictures. And they had like Giancarlo Stanton and Judge and on either coffee or beer. And they were showing off some of the new food that they're going to have at Yankee Stadium this year, which is, you know, it matters to people. It really does. But they're not too happy about it with MLB. Yeah. So I'm going to talk about some of the teams here. And we'll get into a little bit of what I believe is going to happen in the West and the East and the Central. We're going to play with the National League first. And I do like Washington and their ability, I think, to just club the baseball. And they're an interesting team in many ways. They still can't get over the hump and make the World Series. But they have a really, really balanced lineup. One of the things that is going to be to keep an eye on is whether or not Bryce Harper and the fact that he's going into free agency next year impacts his game. And quite frankly, that and his health and Daniel Murphy's health, I think are going to determine what direction this team goes in. I think they're just flat out too talented to not make the playoffs or even not win the East for that matter. But, you know, you got Adam Eaton, you got Trey Turner, so it's not station to station baseball. Bryce Harper, you know, for all the talk of him pulling down 300 million, 400 million, he's never had 100 RBIs. Yet. Steven Strasburg, you know, is this a healthy year or is this a not healthy year? There are conditions with me, with this team. Because the Mets are going to be a lot better than what people think. They got a new manager, which is always a wild card, of course. But I like their lineup. And I like their pitching, but we'll get to that in a second. Daniel Murphy isn't going to start the season with the team. You know, Eaton's coming back off an ACL. We'll see. They've got the pitching. They're on their 100th manager in the last 4 years. But talent-wise, and the fact that they're sitting in the division that they're sitting in, you got to make them the big favorite in the National League East. Now, the Mets, who are down the power ranking, they have them as third in the NL East. I don't think so. They've got depth. And I mean depth in their pitching. Just for starters, Syndergaard, DeGrom, Harvey, Mats, Vargas, who's hurt, Wheeler, who got demoted to AAA, Gazelman, and Seth Lugo. They've got depth. Now, we'll see who's hurt. We'll see who can get it done. Mickey Callaway is going to go at it from a different angle. I think a lot of it is going to depend on Gonzalez being able to play first base, because Dominic Smith, as we saw last year, was not ready for the major leagues and may never be ready for the major leagues. Had an injury early in camp and never played. He's going to AAA. Ahmad Rosario is still swinging at too many pitches, but he is hitting when he's when he makes contact. Hit 300 in spring training. They've got depth in the positions. Conforto's coming back earlier than expected from the shoulder injury. Their outfield is going to be their strength. They've got big-time bats in that outfield, and they have legitimate depth now in Brandon Nimmo, who made the team, is going to stay with the team all year, and Juan Lagares. So if they do get injuries, hope is not all dashed. But I think they're going to sneak up on people. My personal opinion. And we'll see. I think they're going to be there at the end. And if Washington does falter, we'll see. Miami, you know what's going on there. I mean, it's unfortunate for them, but they're doing a complete rebuild. They have to do a complete rebuild. They're going to finish at the bottom. And Atlanta, you know, what's going to happen here? They've got some really good players. They've got some air players. They're on the road to start out with. They've got 16 divisional games against the Nationals, Phillies, and Mets, and a road series at Coors Field and Wrigley Field right out of the bat. So if what happens last year, where they got off to 22-30 to start out with, and they were 11.5 games out by the start of June, there'll be some shaking up. Plus, with the offseason scandal, they can't dip into Latin America for their future. They rushed Dansby Swanson. He came back in August and looked like he could play on the major league level, but they need to have a solid year out of him. That's a number one overall draft pick. So we'll see. And Philly's a team that could surprise people. You know, they signed Arrieta. They've got some decent talent. They have young talent, but it's decent talent. I think if anybody's going to threaten the Mets for the wild card or threaten Washington if Washington falters as a surprise team, it's going to be the Phillies. Watch out for them. They're pretty good. And the Central, usual suspects. Cubs, Reds, Milwaukee, Pittsburgh's on a rebuild, and St. Louis. You never know what you're going to get out of St. Louis. They're into Giancarlo Stanton sweepstakes. Didn't play out for them. But don't be surprised if they still make some noise. They're basically because they're just a well-run organization. They got Marcell Ozuna. The outfield's pretty good. Pitching's pretty good. If Alex Reyes comes back, that's the key ingredient. And Matheny's a good manager. I mean, they're not exciting, but they are good. Now, the Cubs. And this is interesting because, you know, you think about it, they started so slow last year. But they still got to the playoffs, but then they disappointed. Do I think Joe Maddon's in trouble? No. No. But they're pitching. They lose Jake Arrieta. They get Yu Darvish. All right. Personally, I think I would have rather kept Arrieta, but all right. You know, Darvish is a pretty good commodity unless he's still tipping his pitches off. And what about the bullpen? You know, Brandon Morrow's projected as the closer. He's never done it before. What Schwarber do you get? You still got two cornerstones at first and third. And they do have deep pockets, so they could move for a reliever if the opportunity presents itself. But I think they're the class of the division, but they're going to get challenged. And an injury or two could hurt them. And don't forget Milwaukee. See, this is where I think this division in particular is going to be one of the most entertaining in baseball. You know, the Brewers did a nice job in the offseason. They got Lorenzo Cain. They got Christian Yelich. The bullpen's solid. Corey Kluber, Josh Hader. The back end of the rotation is where the issues are. They've got to have one of these guys step up. You know, Chase Anderson, Zach Davies, and you know, Jimmy Nelson had shoulder surgery, so they go 1-2-3, but 4-5 ain't so good, and pitchers break down. Jules Chacin, maybe. This guy made 32 starts in San Diego last year. This spring, 1.84. I mean, he's going to get the shot. There's no question about that. But whether or not he could produce remains to be seen. Pittsburgh, they're on the rebuild. And Cincinnati, how do you measure this team? I don't know. I got to be honest, I don't know the answer. You go out west, well, Bumgarner already has a broken hand. I didn't like the additions. I mean, I like McCutchen as a player. I like Longoria as a player. To add both of them to an already old lineup to make, quote-unquote, one last run. Well, your run last year put you in last place. So, I you know, Sabian's been a good GM for a long time. I don't like what they're doing out there now. I think they're hamstringing their team. And like I said, amazingly enough, Bumgarner with the shot off the hand, they're already starting in a hole. And it's going to be another long year for San Francisco baseball. I don't see it going any other way. I see us going to the exit right now. When we come back, we'll talk more NL West right before we get out of town.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, you're back with the Attack. Class of the group, obviously, out west is the Dodgers, but there's some other teams that are hanging around the periphery as well. But the Dodgers, they just are the Dodgers. They've got good young players. They have great pitching. Kershaw's going into his walk year, so we'll see what happens. Alex Wood, Rich Hill, Kenta Maeda. Kenley Jansen's still there. It's, they're tough. Now, they're starting a little banged up. Justin Turner with the wrist injury. Corey Seager's elbow. And Cody Bellinger needs to get a little more consistent. They've got depth in the farm system. They're going to win, but I don't know that it's going to be comfortable. Arizona's still pretty darn good. Robbie Ray broke out. Paul Goldschmidt's the best first baseman in baseball. It's all about Greinke. He's got a bad groin right now, and his fastball's down. They lost J.D. Martinez in free agency. But if things break right, they'll threaten. The Rockies, hard to figure out. They lost guys. They got guys. What's going to happen with Cargo? Where does he and Desmond go? They finally got some pitching. Well, we'll see. We'll see. It's Los Angeles' to lose. But we'll see. And San Diego's in transition. They're not going to threaten. They're not going to be bad, but they're not going to threaten. That's it for the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Robert for getting it done. And thanks to all of you for listening in. And we'll talk to you again soon. I promise. Take care, everyone.